Blackstone Audio presents Empire of Self, A Life of Gore Vidal by Jay Perini. This book is read by John Lesko.
For Devon, Always.
Introduction. My friendship with Gore Vidal began in the mid-80s, when I lived for a period on sabbatical with my wife and young children in Atrani, a village on the coast of southern Italy. We rented a small stone villa on a cliff overlooking the sea, with a view to Salerno to the south and Capri just out of sight to the north. The bay glistened below us, almost too bright to bear, with fishing vessels departing each morning in search of mullet, mussels, mackerel, tuna, and squid that would be unloaded in the afternoon and sold in wooden barrels by the dock. I went in the mornings to a café in Amalfi, walking into town along a stony footpath where a thousand cats seemed to prowl, where sturdy women carried groceries slowly up hundreds of steps, and children kicked footballs in back alleys. The smells of laundry soap, cat piss, and wildflowers were ubiquitous. We had a rooftop terrace, above which rose a lemon grove and limestone cliffs. A massive villa, alabaster white, clinging to the rocks like a swallow's nest, loomed above us. And we wondered who lived there in such opulence. Some Italian nobleman? A local mafia don? A film star? When I asked the tobacconist in town about its resident, he said, "Ah, lo scrittore, Gore Vidal, Americano." He explained that the writer stopped by his shop almost every afternoon for a newspaper, then retired to the bar next door for a drink, where he would sit and read for an hour or so before taking the bus up the hill to Ravello. I knew the work of Gore Vidal moderately well already. Having been an anti-war activist during the Vietnam era, I admired his political commentaries in Esquire and the New York Review of Books. I never forgot his fiery debates with William F. Buckley during the presidential conventions of 1968, especially during the siege of Chicago. He had held his ground, driving Buckley mad with his relentless logic and unflappable manner. I had read half a dozen of his novels, including Julian, Myra Breckinridge, Burr, and Lincoln. Needless to say, I wanted to meet him. Responding to a note I'd sent, Gore pounded on my door one afternoon, not long after our arrival.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?